everybody. Well, tonight is our Wednesday night Creation Lightship Healing Program. And the date today is June 1st, 2016. So let's clear away those numbers for you here in case they're bothering you. Here we go. So June 1st, 2016, releasing either the letters or the numbers on the calendar date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. That's released now. Okay, let's do another clearing here and think of a situation, drama, trauma that you've had in your life. Could be in center or in the past. But they're all with you, the same intensity. Whether you ran away from it or not and think it's gone, it's still there. So here we go. Releasing this energy from you. Think of your situation. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's released from you. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. So bring those up, or it up. It depends on how many you have. So bring in peace energy to you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so we'll get our co-host Donnie out there in Radio Land. Michelle?
Yes, I am out here in Radio Land, and hello to everybody around the entire world. I know that there's people listening all over the place on this planet Earth, and very possibly beyond. So welcome to the Wednesday Night Show of Creation Lightship, and we have so many things in the box. I can't even tell you how many unopened emails we have already, Ron. It's awesome. So we have a lot to go through, and I've been going through a little bit. One of the first things that comes up is, I don't know if you remember, Ron, but last week we had one of our listeners made a really cool song version of your Counting the Aliens Out, and then some people wrote in saying they wanted the song, so we sent it on to them. If there's anyone else who wants the song, it's kind of a dubstep version of a song with Ron counting over it, and it's very cool. So you can write in and let us know. Just say, I want the song. Write to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send it on to you. And then another listener said, it would be really sweet if we had more songs like that, and would we be able to get more? So I'm just putting it out there that if anybody or that person who made the original song wants to do more of that, that would be kind of neat. How would that work, Ron, with your healings? It would have to be a healing that you have given us permission to play over and over again. Is that correct?
Yeah, I need to connect with the person and put energy into his creation so that it would work perfectly fine. So we'll have to kind of play that one by ear, but that sounds good.
Yeah.
So, here we go. Yeah, we could do maybe the in and out, possibly, of the spirit and the body. That may work. There's different things we could do. We'll have to see how that plays out. So, back to you.
Yeah, great. So, I know that there's several people that are Creation Lightship fans that are creative in all sorts of different ways. So, just throwing it out there in case anyone's interested. There would be people who would love to listen to it. Okay, so, Ron, we have a question that says, is it possible to have the experience of being completely healed, and can you give a sample of what that would be like?
But all that I could do would be to turn off the energetic bodies that have a charge on them. I could try that and we can see what happens. Normally the emotional one is the biggie. But let's see. Turn off the emotional and the mental. I'm writing these down here. The fear one is big, and trauma. So I'm going to turn off these bodies. We'll leave them off throughout the show here. If you're going outside to be with people, then you can't turn them off. If you're in your house and it's peaceful, there's nobody fighting in the background or something, or dogs and cats having a fight or whatever, then you're going to be okay. But if you have anything that's going on like that, then I cannot turn it off for you. But if you're just sitting here listening and you go, wow, I want to see what that's like to have some relief here, then this will be a really nice benefit. So you're going to feel yourself having these energies released. So here we go. First body, we're going to turn off, and it'll be off until the show ends. So emotional body, turning that off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Mental body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And fear body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Trauma body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I can't forget the pain body. So here we go, releasing that energy from that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I'll do anxiety. Some people are anxious. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So your physical body should feel pretty good. And we'll just see if we get any comments here. Remember, these bodies take you out of the present moment because of the energies that have been stored in them, which was activated by you, your own life experiences, and the DNA stuff. So that's why they got contaminated, because you experienced life in duality, basically. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, fantastic. Well, that definitely feels, I feel very nice right now and different than I did just a few minutes ago. So thank you. I think it was that last one that you did that really, really did it. Okay, so we have a question tonight. This comes from a listener who comes to, I would say, probably all of the conference calls that happen during the week. And she's noticed that recently you have been so kind as to make us real on almost every one of those calls, and is wondering, do you feel that we are not remaining real, and how could we remain real? She thought that we could remain real as long as we stayed unemotional, but are you feeling that we are falling out of that?
Well, the more times you're on the calls, the more energy is coming to you to hold just to hold the space so you could be real. And so as you get more into the present moment, which is what the clearings do, you know, the whole lifetime ones, then you start to feel better. And so I would say a lot of the people who've been on the calls probably are staying real pretty much at the time. So that's what I would say. So as far as you know, each time we do something and we take something away from you, from your past or your ancestors' past, which is now your past, then once that those blockages are released, especially the ones that are kind of far out with the alien stuff, the malfunctioning alien hardware and parts that people have, and the shackle, you know, energies. Once those are released, then you start feeling more of yourself, which you never knew that you had. And if you're trying to get back to being a baby, that's kind of what Jesus talked about, being innocent like a child, you know, in a sense, which would be actually a baby because they're not caught into timelines, because they're not thinking yet, and that's where you want to come to. So each time you have clearings, and then you bring forth the energy from the earth transport clearing back to yourself, and then you do the 12 source energies with that, then you become more, or you're actually holding more of your spirit energy with you. So that's about all I can say, is that you are becoming, you're moving forward to becoming whole with your spirit. So back to you.
Okay. Yeah, so what I gather from what you just said is that we are holding it, but each time you bring us back, we're holding it a little bit more, maybe a little bit longer, and just in case we fell out a little bit, then you're just pulling us back into being more real. So it's just like a little tune-up each time.
And it's kind of like, you know, you don't know what you don't know. You know, what you know now after being on those calls, you know, the Shaco call, you know, the pin call, Shaco call, and the alien hardware or malfunctioning hardware Android stuff. Once you've experienced those calls and you go, wow, there's something going on that I had no clue of. And as you get results, you know, from those calls, you start realizing that there's more going on than what you even knew about. So back to you.
Yeah. It's really interesting because I think I would have been, you know, a couple years ago, I was like, oh, I have a couple things going on, but I'm pretty much okay. But then the more I uncover and the deeper I go, the more it's like, oh, yeah, I'm so glad I feel so much better. And I keep, yeah, it's like different layers keep coming off, and it just keeps getting better and better. So that's great.
It's kind of like, you know, going down the rabbit hole, you know. And the deeper you go, the more gold you find, which is your own self. You know? So the deeper you go, the more reward you get. So that's what happens as, you know, you start clearing out these contaminated bodies and other things. I was working with a lady a couple times so far, and I'll tell you her experience. I'm not exactly sure when this happened. It was last year. She somehow had shingles. So I believe that after going to the hospital and they kind of got rid of that situation, what her outcome was is that half of her face, if you were to draw a line, this is how I'm perceiving it, I may not be 100% correct, but if you were to draw a line from her center of her scalp forward, her, I believe, left side, her right side, so if you actually just took a saw and you cut her head in half, okay? So the right side, what I'm finding out, is alien now, and I'm trying to help her with that because she's been on the tangent timelines where they're experimenting with her. And so I'm helping her to see if we can get rid of the alien energies that they were trying to do a creation of an alien skull and a human skull combination here. I won't say it's like a hybrid, but it's just an experimentation in the laboratories. And her skin is different. So half of her face looks the way it's supposed to, being a human, and the other half is kind of swollen and sticking up and, you know, just stuck. You know, it's more of an alien type of human type hybrid type of skull. So they're trying to merge that with her. So I'm helping her see if we can get that released here. And it's, you know, it's very high tech what they're doing. But, that's what they can do, and you know, it's pretty a pretty sad situation. So I don't know if the shingles started this process with her. Maybe it wasn't shingles, but it looked like it. I don't know. But anyway, that's kind of the situation. And then she kind of mentioned that a lot of people maybe call her daily or something. And they have the dramas and traumas going on. And what happens then, as all of you know, as you start hearing more dramas and traumas of other people, then you get put onto timelines because you're there with them. So just much like if I said, well, just think of a nice ice cream cone that you had in your life. You know, you're going to think of something that looked really good. Maybe it was dipped in chocolate or something. Well, right away, you know, if you think of that, you're on that timeline. And so as you start being brought into these things, if somebody calls you and you get, let's just say that you're listening to the telephone and you're on the working for a company where they have problems and they call you and you're trying to give them a remedy, well, they could be bringing poor stuff to you, putting you on, you know, 100 timelines that you know nothing about, but, you know, they're telling you their experience or how they don't like the company or whatever it is, you know, the problems. So that's could be detrimental to you at some point. Because all of a sudden you're on that. But if you don't tie into it, you're fine. You can listen to it and say, oh, remedy is this here, you know, or maybe, you know, you're on the telephone and you go, well, I can solve that problem for you here. Our company is going to, you know, send you a $10 gift certificate, you know, and if you're not attached to it, whatever they tell you is fine. But if you take it to heart, we'll say, and you start connecting to the energy of that person and they dump all the emotions on you, then you're on those timelines. And maybe this person got overdosed with hearing all these complaints or situations of people as they're living that timeline with them, and the aliens go, boy, this is great. What a great specimen here. You know, this person gets dumped on, you know, 20 times a day, and when she's on all these timelines, and now we can do more to her because she's getting herself deluded, being connected to all the timelines of other people, and then they put her onto a tangent timeline. So anyway, that's a possibility. Not everybody gets on the tangent ones, but if you do, then you're basically in deep shit. I don't know what else to say, because you don't want to be there. So back to you.
Wow. Thank you for helping that lady out. I'm sure she's very happy about that. Yeah. So, speaking of that, we have had requests for other alien timeline, I'm sorry, alien hardware removal clearings from one person that missed the whole session and would just like to do it, and then other people that were there and feel that 80% is cleared now, but they would be up for doing another session. So Ron has offered that he is possibly willing to do a third hardware, alien hardware release call on June 18th if some people were interested. So if people want to write in if they would like to have that call, if they would like to be on that call, just write to clsquestions@yahoo.com and say, yes, I would be interested in doing that call. And that would be on June 18th, which is a Saturday. So, Ron, would that be at 12 again? Or, I'm sorry, that would be Central Time, but it would be at 10 o'clock Pacific Time.
I think
on
that time works out well for people. So, that way they still have their day, you know, typically. You know, it'd be a three-hour call, and we could do another one if people think they need to have more released. You know, I don't know. You know, it's up to you people if you want to have that done, but I could do another one on that date. That'll be the Saturday after we have a four-hour call, so it'll be the next Saturday. So anyway, we'll see what happens there. That call to me is very interesting. You know, we just did the Shackle call last week, but the Android one is just really, really getting into the high-tech alien stuff that they're putting onto us here. So, anyway, back to you.
Wow, it's just really interesting. It's like right out of a movie. And it's so wild because when you release, like, all the specific things that you worked on Saturday, the kidneys, the hips, I can hardly even remember right now, probably just because of the kind of space that you put us in for the show, which is great. But all the different things that you touched on this last Saturday one, all those different things were felt like, oh, that worked for me. Something happened. And I don't know if I'm just sensitive or if everyone felt that those things that you worked on helped for other people, but I gather, Ron, that you can kind of read your audience, and you think that more could be done for them?
Yeah, it's possible, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
So, maybe we can get into emails here. Okay,
yeah.
Let's see what we have.
Okay, so let's see here. somebody says, inquiry, artificial intelligence clearing intensive. Now, I don't know if that's something that you had discussed or not, but they say, I heard that in the past intensive in May you cleared artificial intelligence. I don't remember if you did that or not. Do you remember, Ron? And it says, I know of only one clearing online mention of artificial intelligence in the alien parasitic life form list. Is this the same if we miss the intensive? And if not, can we do it in this in special clearing, I believe they mean. Do you remember anything about doing artificial intelligence? Was that part of the Android release call? I don't quite remember it myself, so. Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember doing anything like that. I have lectures with that in the title, but I haven't done a call, to my knowledge, with that. And the special clearing would not work for that because you have to look at something to take away, and you wouldn't know what it is. But they're not going to tell you all that they've done to you. So special clearing won't work. You may be able to do a little bit of that, you know, like on a generic type clearing with the alien attack page. I did mention, which I haven't done yet, at some point I'm going to do a clearing for people who have children out there in the Beyondo, people who have had like males with their sperm being donated, women with their eggs. So we'll be doing a call at some point, you know, maybe in the next 3 months for that. And that'll be more on the abduction process for having hybrid children. But that's not right now on my plate, but I did mention it a while back. And some people seem to be interested in that. Because there are people that knowingly know that they have children out there. And so at times what we could possibly do, I'll just talk about the past real quick here. A long time ago, somebody came to me and said, I think I have alien children someplace. And I said, yeah, it looks like you do. So I was able to take her to the alien ship that had the children, and she recognized it when she went there. And saw her children, and it really helped her out a lot because she kind of was yearning to feel their energy, and she could actually be with them for maybe an hour during the session that I had with her. So that's you know, a possibility that we could do on this, that I'll have at some point. I'd say probably 3 months, 4 months away maybe. So anyway, back to you.
Yes, great. I remember you said that. And I have seen people at different conferences and things that have talked about it. I don't have much experience with that at all or knowing about it, but yes, I'm sure it could happen. Okay, so one of our listeners did sign up for the Special Forces, and they want to know, Ron, if they are still fighting and how are they doing and what are they doing? Do you know what we're doing?
Yeah, but what I could say more recently in the last, I'll just say the last week. Well, first of all, I don't always look to see what we're doing, but I have been pretty tired. And unless I get taken out completely, I don't worry about it too much, just knowing that stuff is happening. What I received in 2 days when I woke up from being there to having my consciousness back here, I get like maybe a tenth of a second, a flash, a picture of what I'm doing. So one of the nights, the nights when we're working, okay, coming back here in the morning when I woke up, I saw kind of like a bunch of tables, you know, with the people taking notes on it. And they had the... I don't want to use the word reptilians because that people use that word a lot, but they were aliens. Let's put it that way, and they wanted to leave the planet. And so, remember, it's like quarantine now. So they wanted to leave. So what was being done was they were taking the information, blood testing, to see if they have any corrupted DNA from their ancestors around them, or if it leaked into them, to see if they could either stay or go. Because some actually want to stay here and live. And if they're peaceful, that's fine. So let's just say the ones that were peaceful were okay. The next day I woke up, and it was a little more serious. And the ones that had the corrupted DNA of doing, what's that song by AC/DC, Dirty Deeds or something?
Dirty Deeds. Cheat.
And dirt cheat. Okay. So those people, when they showed up, they were now taken away to be terminated. And so they maybe didn't know they had corruption in them, but the ones who are going to be here don't want to have that to be recycled. So that's kind of it. They sound kind of cold, but that's the skinny. So, but the ones that were peaceful, who didn't have any corruption in them, no problem at all. They could either leave here or they could stay if they wanted to stay. So that's what we're doing. And plus a lot of other battles with energies coming in. One of the times, maybe a couple weeks ago, I guess, I kept seeing, I couldn't figure out what this energy was from these aliens, but they were the really tall beings that were here a long time ago. We see the really large skulls and the, I guess the giants, we'll call them. And they wanted to come to get their energies out of the bones, or maybe even take the bones with, or something like that. And it took me quite a while to try to communicate with them, because they wanted to come in, and we said, no, you can't come here. And so they wanted to come in peace to take away their ancestors' energy, maybe out of the bones, okay? So they did that, and that was maybe a couple of weeks ago. As far as things happening from then to now, yeah, I have been pretty tired off and on. I don't always look to see what's going on. I know that it's just for the maybe the last week it was really rough holding the space here. There's probably a lot of invasion aliens trying to come in to take over the planet. So right now that's kind of where we are. I guess they're looking and searching for underground aliens, or ones that come in through vortexes instantly here, and they're being hunted down if they did come in that way, somehow coming through the barriers of what the time-traveling soldiers have done. So anyway, that's kind of all that I can talk about, because I'm not really looking at stuff all the time. I just choose not to do that. But I do get a lot of sleepless nights. I think I've had two good nights. If I'm lucky, I get two full sleep nights a month without waking up trying to figure out something. So anyway, and if you do feel tired and you're out there doing something and you wake up with a bruise on you or something, then, yeah, very possibly you were in a really rough battle. And that should go away pretty quick if you do have that. And if it's too much for you, and you just say, you know, I'm tired of this. It's too hard for me. I can't function too well anymore because of, what's going on in the beyond. Then you can just say, okay, I want to quit what I'm doing. That's perfectly okay. So maybe you could become a cook or something instead of being out there on the front lines here. So back to you.
Wow. So it sounds like when you were kind of describing what was just going on, Ron, that you're not always consciously seeing it. You just understand that you are acting in integrity towards the mission of freedom and the timeline of Creation Lightship in whatever is going on with your energy in other planes. And are we doing that as well?
Yes, and so what I have to do is hold the space for this to happen. And remember, like we were saying, if the aliens are corrupted and they did a lot of deeds here, nobody wants them around anyway. And so they don't understand. Maybe their programming is too strong. And it would probably, you know, to have the other aliens try to correct what's going on or give them schooling or something, they may not even have a clue. So that's why they're terminated. So that's the main thing, is to get rid of the corruption here. Oddly enough, during the same process, whether it's true or not, somebody said something about maybe the White House being shut down for one day because of something, I think over the weekend, I believe. I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, things do happen here physically from what we're doing, either underground or, you know, on, you know, in the beyond or on the planet here. So things do show up as being a validation, but it may not look like what I'm talking about, but things do kind of dovetail with what I'm talking about. So back to you.
Wow. Well, it's good. I'm very, very pleased to hear that things are changing somewhere. And I believe I was told a long time ago that it always starts in the spiritual realms, and then you start to see it change in the physical realms. I don't know if that's true, but hopefully that's what's happening.
In a sense, as far as what happens to your body, that starts off in the invisible, because your DNA would be invisible to you, and then as you start to think and become aware of living and you're told yes, no, stop, go, then that DNA gets activated. And that would be invisible, in a sense, to you, and then your problems begin. And so that's still invisible until it happens to you physically. Okay, so you are dealing with that invisible energy with your energetic bodies being invisible as they get contaminated, and eventually they cause your body to have problems. And so then it becomes physical. So you can work in the invisible to help solve problems, too. That's like I was talking about the lady that has, in a sense, half alien skull and half physical human. To me, it's very sad, but I'm trying to help her out with this here. But that started in the physical here with probably people, you know, like I said, dumping their loads on this lady. And then from there, the aliens saw that as a great opportunity because she's put onto so many timelines and her energy is being diluted. And to the lady, she wouldn't have any clue of any of this here, but the aliens put you on timelines. And then that would be happening now in the invisible, which would be the aliens realm, and the beyondo, as she's being experimented with on the table strapped down, and they're doing experimentations with her on the tangent timelines. And that does now mesh with the energy here, because it would be in the invisible, but it's real to them, but you can't see it. And then that now comes into your physical body here. So that resonates to the body here. So if I can take out and get rid of all this going on and the beyond on those tangent timelines, you know, it's very possible that her face could change, and I'm trying to get her back to, you know, the way it should look. But anyway, so in a sense, that is correct. So back to you.
Okay, well, that was very interesting. Thank you. Okay, so back to some of our emails. One of our listeners wrote in that they got a new dog. They found him, and they don't know his name or his age, but they want to do some clearings on him, and could you please explain how they can do that?
Well, the first thing is you could probably just intuitively get, you know, by connecting to the dog itself, how old it is. So we'll just say that you did no clearings at all for yourself, okay? Now you want to work on the dog that you have. So then you just go in and, you know, use the dog's name, and you can create a name for the dog. Because you're going to get a name for it. And maybe the dog's 5 years old, so you go in and you pay for the age of five and do the whole lifetime clearing. So, you know, dogs need, just like we need, they need emotional clearing, possibly mental, but they do deal with traumas and fear and pain, just like we do. And you know, it all depends how the dog is. Is it really afraid? You know, you can see the traits of the dog and find out what whole life clearing needs to be done. And go in, so that would be $25 for the age of five for the dog, and just clear it just one time through to do it. And as far as the time that it would take, it'd probably take you about 3 minutes to clear the dog for each one of these clearings, and just get in there and see which one the dog needs. And that would be it. If you have done a clearing yourself, okay, so maybe you're listening and you said, yeah, Ron, I already did the emotional and the mental. Those are what you recommend doing. And, you know, I do have trauma, so I did that one too. So right away you have three clearings that you can do, and that would be free for your dog. So whatever you've done for yourself as a whole lifetime clearing, just go back into it and, you know, put the dog's age in and the dog's name and go in and do that. And just send me an email that you're clearing the dog. No problem whatsoever. But, you know, if it's an abandoned dog, then it may have issues with that. But, you know, which could be fear. It may be anxiety, you know. But just decide what the dog needs. But just start with the emotional one. Because, you know, dogs are emotional. And maybe they feel betrayed. They want to do a betrayal clearing. Because it's looking for its last owner. Maybe it feels betrayed because the last owner, you know, got rid of the dog and took off. Turned it into the pound or something, you know, or whatever. But it does feel abandoned. You may even want to do the self-empowerment clearing on the dog. I haven't had anybody do that yet, to my knowledge, but, geez, that might be a great thing for the dog, the self-empowerment. Wow. Who knows? So back to you.
Right. Well, good. Hopefully, yeah, the emotional would help. Maybe fear, because animals feel a lot of fear, it seems like. They're just in a position of not a lot of control and at the mercy of whoever they're with. So that might be a good one, too. So congratulations on your new dog. Okay, so we have a testimonial. It says, I did thousands of timeline crashes and was able to escape the house and area I was trapped in while living another's reality. I was miserable there, and now I am very happy and feel like I have been let out of prison. Thank you, Ron. You are truly the blessings in our lives.
So, thank you. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, the clearings do work. They always work. So you don't want to think that they don't work. That's the whole thing. Some people might go, I don't know, you know, it's on the computer and light beams up, but what's that, you know? And, you know, your mind will say that maybe it doesn't work, but the clearings do work 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with that. So thank you for doing that. Yeah, and the timeline crashes, if you're really in deep with something, then, yeah, 1,000 timeline crashes or more may be what you need to get out of a situation, because they keep copy and pasting the timelines on you from that situation. And you may wonder why you can't get out of it, because, you know, if you didn't have timeline crashing, then, you know, you wouldn't know about it, and you'd just be still stuck and, you know, do the upside-down timeline also, which is the program to create the timeline. So do that one with that. And we talked about that in other programs. Maybe, I don't know if we have a reference here of which ones, but when we talked about the upside-down timeline, but that's very, very important. And then also, you know, do the 12 source energies. So back to you.
Yes, great. Okay, and then a listener has written in. It says they feel that aliens are all over their time, all over their town, and that they do 25 windows of gray skies timeline crashes in the mornings to get rid of them. They're wondering, why are they all over this particular area, and has this got anything to do with June gloom?
Yeah, I would imagine that's true. Where I am, it's kind of warm out now. You know, I think it's about 85, you know, so to me that's warm. And the last 2 days we've had tons of chemtrails. And you look up in the sky and it's gray sky, which is chemtrail. And it looks like smog in the old days, but it's not a dirty looking, dark smog looking, you know, type of but it's, you know, everything is, you know, chemtrails that you can see, and then what you can't see is the residual. That's where they spread out. So there's tons of chemtrails here now, and that's just the way it is. I am seeing some clouds in the sky with the chemtrail energy. I'll just call it the bad sky behind it. The milky white looking blue sky kind of, but there are clouds, real clouds that are between that and the chemtrail. So anyway, hopefully the chemtrail will stop pretty soon. We never know. But back to you.
Okay. Yeah, I hope that we never really know what they're coming from or what the purpose is or what's in them. So I hope they end soon. Okay, we have a request for sadness clearing, grief, and some oxygen.
Okay, so sadness, here we go. Think of a time that you were sad. One incident I can clear, which is actually one program that you were connected with to make you sad. Remember, they can copy and paste these, so you can think about it right now and become sad because it's the reality that they're putting you into. Maybe you can have a great day, tell you think of something, or you get told about something. Your mind tells you, oh, remember this year, and all of a sudden now you're depressed and sad only because they're in control of your mind. And that's the way it works. So here we go. Sadness clearing, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And what was the next one?
Oh, sad, grief.
Grief, okay. Releasing that energy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. That's pretty heavy for some people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, and next one.
And that was oxygen.
Okay, so what we'll do is the alien oxygen clearing that's on the website. It's a free one. Getting rid of the alien oxygen that's trying to poison you. Remember, they put a nanotechnology and different things into the oxygen, so they're in control of that. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So our next listener wrote, I did the earth cording clearing 180 minutes for each box yesterday, which was Sunday. And since then, they are so tired that they needed to sleep during the day, and they still feel wiped out. And they're wondering if there's any feedback from others, which I have not seen, but we do have a lot of emails here that some of them I have not gone through yet. Or is there something else going on? And then they go on to say, my neighborhood is awfully quiet as well today, which is Monday. So they wrote this a few days ago.
I would do the clearing again. Very possibly it's taking stuff out of you. And remember, your spirit and your body has to integrate the energy to become whole again. And so you may not be through with the process. So, you know, you may want to do it maybe if you don't, you know, have a job, you could do it anytime you want. But if you are working, then maybe do it on the weekend. So I would do that over again until you start having more results. You could be in the middle of a clearing, having it released. Could be a lot of stuff with you going on, and so you are feeling tired because your body hasn't caught up to the clearing. And you know, just keep doing it until you feel good. That's how you know when you stop. Like on timeline crashes, you know, people say, "How many do I got to do?" Well, it's how deep are you down that rabbit hole? You know, I don't have a clue, but you know, if the situation has a lot of drama and trauma to it, and you're really hooked up, then do 1,000 of them. So just keep doing until you feel better. You know. The answer's in the question. Keep doing it. So back to you.
Okay, great. All right, another one of our listeners, Ron, says that they are having a difficult time remaining non-judgmental, that they feel that they are continually attacked by dark side practitioners, which are just people thinking about them, and that they feel angry. And they're wondering, how do they stop getting sabotaged by that particular energy? And the clearings that they have done so far include entities, auric field protection, dark side practitioner, curses, exorcist spells, anger, and the alien attack for non-aliens.
Yeah, boy. Have you done the mental clearing? Maybe your mind is taking you into this year, and you're trying to find something that's big enough to carry. You know, maybe I'm just suggesting this. Maybe you have done all these clearings, and then your mind is driving you nuts, and your mind's telling you, "Gee, did these really work?" Or, "Wow, I feel some more of this energy coming in." So that could be a mind loop clearing. You may want to do mind loop one. Just maybe your mind is tormenting you. Maybe the aliens pushing the buttons for your mind to think that you have stuff going on in your life when you really don't. Clearings work. Maybe you keep digging that carrot up to see if it's growing or not. You know? So, you know, it's like walk away, Renee. You know, but, you know, maybe I didn't hear the mental clearing. So do the mental body clearing. And then maybe from there do the mind loop one clearing. Maybe they're connecting you with that. Continuously thinking that something's happening to you when it really isn't, but you are getting the information because the aliens are transmitting that to you. Remember, they just transmit the programs, and then you catch on to the programs, and then you run the program. So that's my suggestion. Do the mental whole lifetime clarity, mental body clarity. Where it's an invisible energetic body that, you know, probably contaminated, and the aliens are coming in that way telling you all this stuff, maybe. We'll see. Well, back to you.
Yeah, and I definitely want to say I have done many times the mind loop one clearing, which is about anything that you keep thinking about over and over again, and it is amazing. It works like just so great. Like if you have a song in your head that you can't get out, you can write the few words that you're singing in your head in the box, or you can write the name of the song, and in just a little bit of time, all of a sudden, it's amazing. It's like, I'm not thinking about that anymore. And any kind of thought processes, it works really great. So that's the mind loop one clearing, and that's fantastic. That one's awesome. Okay. I think, Ron, a long time ago, you talked about a certain clearing called a space holder clearing, and somebody is wondering if that is going to be available anytime.
Yeah. I think that'll be up within the next month. So remind me maybe in 3 weeks. We'll see if we can get that up on a clearing. Great.
In about 3 weeks. Okay, so if somebody could write that down, and then in about 3 weeks we'll just write in, remind Ron, and then we'll see where we are along with that one. Okay. So the question is, when we do the cording release, can we also do the emotional clearing, since emotionals seem to be part of the cause? So that's having to do with cords and emotions.
Yeah, I would say yes, but, you know, if they're asking it, if they can do it at the same time, then, like I said, be careful, because your body has to catch up to the clearings. So I think that would be good. Energetic cordings are what people do all the time. They look at you and they cord you. And so, you know, typically your emotions are typically going to draw people to you, and then they cord you because you're not invisible. So I hope that helps you. Because if you're emotional and you're emitting the energy around you of emotional stuff, then maybe you have this cloud around you, we'll say, of all your emotions, if people are attracted to you, then they can cord you with that. That's why you want to be peaceful, do the mind a heart drop to not transmit anything to people so they won't connect with you, and then you're more invisible. Back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Good to know. Great question. Okay, so we have a definite yes for the Android hardware release call. And they say the previous two have been excellent and helping me in ways I have been looking for a very long time. I would definitely agree with that. So that is one vote for the alien release hardware call.
Okay. Well, if I get a few more, then we'll do that. So.
Yep. Oh, here we got another one. Okay, I'm interested in it. in Hardware Call. Okay. So that's about four so far.
Okay. If we get a few more, then we'll just plan it and do it then.
Okay. I'm just trying to find another email here that is good to read. Okay. The Hardware Call, this pipe calls, alien hardware, pins, etc., should become, this person says they would like to see them being regular calls, just like the ones during the week. I don't know. They said these calls are out of necessity, unfortunately. So that's a suggestion.
Yeah, I don't know if I can even. It takes too much energy, a lot of energy. I don't know if I could do that. You know, to put another call in during the week. I don't. At this moment, I'd say no.
Yeah, we'll just do them as special calls right now. So it's important to be on them when you can and not miss them for you know, any reason, unless you don't know anything about this. But they are able to be done as absentees. So even if you're busy and are not available for that day, if you just pay for the call and put in an email, Ron, I'm sorry, I won't be able to actually call you that day. He will have you on as absentee, so you will be getting work done and receive the benefit of that. So that's very important. Okay. All right. This one says, Mama had a vision of working underground. It was dirty, and there were humans covered in goo, and there were soldiers working with them, cleaning them up, starting with the head, the face, the eyes. They feel like those humans had spirit in them. Their eyes had spark in them, and the whole area was very protected around with the light. So I think somebody's describing what they saw doing some military work with the secret soldiers.
Yeah, that feels correct, yeah. They probably found a location where humans were abducted and where they're living underground. That's what it feels like to me. So that's another alien abduction process, or maybe a government agency doing that of some sort, where they, capture people. So, yeah, that does feel pretty correct.
Okay. Wow. Very cool. Okay, good to know. It's really nice. It's really nice to know that some good things are happening and because I know some heavy things were going on, so that's wonderful. Okay, so we have a question to maybe just clear up. The upside-down timeline, is the upside-down timeline the same as the clearing that makes our spirit upside-down, or is that something else?
The upside-down timeline is how I'm describing this clearing. Remember, you have, just think of a cake mix. You go to the store, you buy a cake mix. Well, you got to add water to it. Or milk or whatever, because it's powder, we'll say. And then, voila, if you bake it, you have it created. So on the timelines, you have on the upside-down version or the bottom side of the timeline that you can't see, that's the program code. That's the codings that make the top of the timeline physical. And so when you do the upside-down timeline, you are eliminating the codes in the program to manifest the physical appearance of the timeline that's working, okay? So you can kind of just look at it that way. You could look at it as maybe saying, well, it's like the pixels. You know, if you have a picture on your, monitor screen, if you start looking at it and amplifying it out, you're going to see a whole bunch of pixels there, maybe little dots with different colors on it, and that's what it takes to make the picture real. So you're getting rid of the pixels, we'll say, so that you can be freed up from having that timeline still there without you on it, but it hasn't been uncreated. So you're uncreating the timeline completely. Okay, so they can't come back in there and get it. You do a timeline crash, you're taken off of the timeline, and that timeline that you're on normally is terminated, and so are the aliens that are in charge of it. but they could still have the program somewhere. So you're getting rid of the program also. So our show is coming to a close here. So anything you want to add? We have our four-hour call, I think, starting on the 11th, I believe, the eight-hour one starting, That'll be Saturday. Then we have the 12th, 19th, and 26th are Sundays. Those are the eight-hour calls. And then we'll probably do the way it looks. If I get a few more people, we'll say who would like this. We'll be doing a Saturday Saturday on the 18th, June 18th, for the malfunctioning Android, the alien stuff that malfunctioning parts that are in the Beyondo attached to you. So it's we'll see what happens here. So let's do the mind of heart drop, everybody.
Okay.
Here we go. Get rid of those energies. So here we go. Releasing energies in your room right now. Have to do the mind of heart drop too. So commanding your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop them into your heart. Here we go, dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards. You can feel the thoughts leave, and then you're going to be in peace. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. Okay, everybody. Great. Blessings. And we'll see you later. Thank you, everybody. Bye.